He put on a clean pair of shorts and an old Basque shirt and moccasins and went out the door and down the slope and through the gate in the picket fence onto the white glare of the sun-bleached coral of the King's Highway. Ahead, a very erect-walking old Negro in a black alpaca coat and pressed dark trousers came out of one of the unpainted board shacks along the road that was shaded by two tall coconut palms and turned into the highway ahead of him. Thomas Hudson saw his fine black face as he turned. From behind the shack, a child's voice came in an old English tune, singing mockingly,
"Uncle Edward came from Nassau, some candy for to sell. I buy some and PH buy some, and the candy give us hell."
Uncle Edward turned his fine face, looking as sad as it was angry, in the bright afternoon light.
"I know you," he said. "I can't see, but I know who you are. I'll report you to Constable."
The child's voice went on, rising clear and gay.
"Oh, Edward! Oh, Edward! Buff, rough, tough Uncle Edward, your candy rotten!"
"Constable going to hear about this," Uncle Edward said. "Constable know what steps to take."
"Any rotten candy today, Uncle Edward?"
the child's voice called. He was careful to keep out of sight.
"Man is persecuted,"
Uncle Edward said aloud as he walked on.
"Man has his robe of dignity plucked at and destroyed. Oh, good Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Ahead, down the King's Highway, there was more singing coming from the rooms up above the Ponce de Lyon. A Negro boy slipped by, hurrying along the coral road.
"Been a fight, Mr. Tom," he said. "Or something. Gentlemen off in a yacht been throwing things out a window."
"What things, Lewis?"
"Any kind of things, Mr. Tom. Gentlemen throw anything he can get his hands on. Lady tried to stop him. He say he gonna throw the lady too."
"Where's the gentleman from?"
"Big man from up north. Claims he can buy and sell the whole island. Guess he could get it pretty cheap if he keeps throwing it around the way he's doing."
"Constable taking any action, Lewis?"
"No, sir, Mr. Tom. Nobody's called in Constable yet. But where everybody figures, Constable's time is coming."
"You with them, Lewis? I wanted to get some bait for tomorrow."
"Yes, sir, I'll get your bait, Mr. Tom. Don't worry about bait. I've been with them right along. They hired me to take them bone fishing this morning, and I've been with them ever since, only they ain't been bone fishing. No, sir. Unless throwing plates and cups and mugs and chairs, and every time Mr. Bobby brings in the bill, he tears up the bill and tells Mr. Bobby he's a robbing, thieving bastard and a crook, is bone fishing."
"Sounds like a difficult gentleman, Lewis."
"Mr. Tom, he's the damnedest gentleman you ever saw before or since. He had me singing for them. You know I can't sing good like Josie, but I sing as good as I can, and sometimes I sing better than I can. I'm singing good as I can. You know how it is, you heard me sing. All he wants to hear is that Mama don't want no peas, no rice, no coconut oil song, over and over. It's an old song. I get tired, so I said to him, 'Sir, I know new songs, good songs, fine songs. And I know old songs, such as the loss of John Jacob Astor on the Titanic when sunk by an iceberg, and I'd be glad to sing them rather than that no peas, no rice song if you so wish.' I said it polite and pleasant as you want. As you know, I would say it. So this gentleman say, 'Listen, you ignorant black little bastard, I own more stars and factories and newspapers than John Jacob Astor had pots to, you know the word, in, and I'll take you and shove your head in those pots if you try to tell me what I want to hear.' So then his lady said, 'Darling, do you really have to be so rude to the boy? I thought he sang very well, and I would like to hear some of the new songs.' And the gentleman said, 'Listen, you won't hear them, and he won't sing them.' Mr. Tom is a strange gentleman. But his lady just said, 'Oh, darling, you are difficult. Mr. Tom is difficulter than a diesel engine is to a newborn tree monkey out of its mother's womb. Excuse me if I talk too much. This has aroused me. He's got a feeling very bad.'